Welcome everyone. We're about to begin by Be'ezus Hashem, life transforming advice, share number 8. All happiness is in the mind. When someone possesses an understanding of goodness of the world, they will always be besimcha. Life is full of intense pleasures that are available to all people, but we often fail to appreciate them because we have mistaken mental attitudes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the beginning of the Torah, after he created the world, Vayar Elikim Eskol Asher Asa Vehine Toiv Ma'od, that Hashem saw all that was created and it was very good. The Creator himself declared that everything is not only good, but very good. Very good. And this is a yesod that Rabbi Avigdor Miller used to say extremely often, which means the air we breathe in is a great benefit. And it's an abundant supply. Water is beneficial for the body and a delight. This precious fluid water is plentiful. Sunlight, wind, rain, trees, gardens, mountains, seas, moon, stars, fire, heat, cold, snow, dew, the use of our limbs, the ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to smell, the ability to taste, the ability to feel, the faculty of speech, of thought, of memory, the variety of foods, of every taste and every color, the marvel of the body's secretions and the magical, magnificent chemistry of it all, the materials that make up our clothing, the materials that supply our homes, our utensils, grains, vegetables, fruit, meat, chicken, fish, minerals, wood, coal, petroleum, electricity, light, and so on and so on and so on. All these pleasurable objects and processes which fills our lives with opportunities of enjoyment, but we make believe it doesn't exist. And the universal benefits that all men possess, we ignore. And if that happiness of life passes by unnoticed, it passes by unenjoyed. So therefore, when one sees no happiness in his lot, he will indeed have no reason to be grateful to Hashem. But it's only when he leaves the world or about to leave the world, then he looks back in regret too late about what he had and refused to enjoy. A person is meant to enjoy this world. Hashem wants him to enjoy this world, not in an overindulgence destructive way, but in a healthy way. And therefore, when you realize Hashem wants to do these kindnesses for you, you in turn are driven to do his will and to love him and to show appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the idea. The Chavos Halvavos brings this down, that whenever your mind is free, do your best to focus on all the good that Hashem has given you. Be aware of Hashem's kindness. This awareness will motivate you to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make kindness as part of your personality because it's part of Hashem. He's a Toiv Umeitiv. And the idea is he's mechadish the world constantly. This should give a person a tremendous amount of nachas ruach, that Hashem, the creator, the sustainer of the whole universe, is creating for you, you individually, the sun, the moon, all the otherworldly phenomena, the stars and so on and so forth. He's constantly giving you life. And every single second, he's supplying you with your needs. And therefore, be grateful to Hashem for every single chesed that he does for you. And this is an important thing to do, to try to remember and look at these chasadim that we take for granted and point it out and say, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me. There's a sefer here, it brings it down, Marchi Lev, which were Moshe Schwab. He had a lot of pictures of his children and his grandchildren on the walls of his home. And he asked about it and he said, I want to remember constantly the great kindness which the Hashem has bestowed upon me. So this is, by the way, an interesting way of infusing meaning into things. Like very often the person will say, you know, my living room walls, dining room walls, they're bare or they're missing things. I want to take pictures of my children and my family and ultimately grandchildren and extended family and so on and so forth. So we just take the pictures, find the right frame and all of this, put it in. Oh, it looks nice. But if you add that thought that Moshe Schwab had, that when you have these pictures on your wall of your children, your grandchildren, and sometimes their wives and their children and so on and so forth, it's to remind us constantly of the great chesed that Hashem has put upon us. The idea again is to focus on what we have, not what we're missing. Look at Mishle, Perek Tesvav, Pasik Tesvav. He's going on the V'tovle Mishle Tamid. The Metzudas David says there, Aval Mishle Lev Tov, someone has a good heart, the Valyera Ainai Bazullah, saying he doesn't have his eye looking bad towards his friend. Yismach Bechelkai, he will rejoice in his lot. The Yamav Nidman Loi Tomid Kimei Mishta V'Simcha, and his days will look constantly like Kimei Mishta V'Simcha. You know, that's an expression we have when we talk about Purim. That was a joyous time. Every day could be joyous if you concentrate on that ultimate, tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us constantly. People who focus just on what they're missing are blinded by what they have. While they should be extremely happy because of the positive elements in their life, they keep thinking about what they're missing. And we'll always be lacking certain things. It's inevitable. We live in a physical, limited world. But if you keep thinking about what you do not have, you miss out appreciating so much of what you do have. You know, I was misbinding at one point, you know, when I heard when Rabbi Rabashkin was in prison for many years and others, where some people were in the hospital and they were there for months and months. And then just take it for a moment. We're walking to shul. We're very tired after a whole long day. We're not in the best of moods. And we're walking from our house to shul. And you think about it, the freedom, though. I'm not in a prison cell. I'm not being fed this awful food. I have good food. I have my own bed. I'm not locked up. I have so many svarim. I could open my fridge and eat what I want, and so on and so forth. You appreciate what you do have. Feeling joy with what Hashem has given you, that is the key, not to focus on what He has not given you. Imagine for a moment how you would feel if you gave someone a present, although you had no obligation to give that person the present, and he starts complaining about the present. Why didn't you give me twice as much? Then you have charata. Why did I give him anything at all? The Dubna Magid says this in Sefer Midos, Shara Sina, that if you fail to appreciate what Hashem is giving you, you're behaving in a similar way. You gave someone a gift and they're kvetching about the gift. So we have to start writing things down and being mispainin. What are the things that we overlooked appreciating in the past? And let's be resolved to start feeling grateful for those very things now. A person who is humble will be constantly happy. He realizes nothing is owed to him. He feels satisfied with what he has. He doesn't raise his sights to receive things that are beyond him. He has peace of mind, always feeling a simchas achayim. And same thing when looking into past. The Yetzer Hara wants you to agonize only in your past. Of course you should do tshuva on your past, but he wants you to totally make it bleak and bad. And not going back and recognizing the wonderful chassadim he did for you in the past. You know, when we remember the past, it's just human nature. What triggers us is the painful experiences of our past. And there is a place for it to a certain degree, to learn things from and so on and so forth, to be empathetic to others. Based on your hard experience, you'll have empathy for other people that have hard experiences. But the idea is that don't look at the past just based on your pains and sorrows of the past, but recognize you're alive today because Hashem sustained you up to this point, gave you everything you needed. Bracha natzlacha.